Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're continuing to talk about the Buffalo Sabres prospects, and we're happy to have on a regular guest of ours, Kevin Devine, Director of Player Personnel for the Buffalo Sabres. And Kevin, thanks for coming on the show. We always appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
Well, Kevin, you know, in the previous segment, Russ and I were laughing about how many times when we're on the draft floor and we're on air about how many players you've drafted in the first couple rounds over the last 3 years, and it's been 12. So there's a few guys that we want to sort of catch up with you on and about how they developed. One of the guys I want to ask you about is Justin Bailey, you know, a lanky, athletic kid who now is with the Sault Ste. Marie's after the trade deadline from Kitchener. You know, he was a guy that I thought was raw, but had lots of potential. And a guy that if you're patient with, I thought if a team was patient with, you know, he could turn out to be, you know, a good player for them. You know, what are your thoughts on his development and how happy have you been with his play this season? Because it looks like he's taken his game to another level.
Yeah, exactly. You hit it right on the head. I mean, he really has been a real pleasant surprise for us. You know, the year before, this year he had a decent year with Kitchener. He's MVP of the team. But I think he got, this year he has taken his game to another level. And I've seen him play in games this year where he's been dominant. So, you know, when we did pick him at the time, exactly what you described him, a big raw kid, rangy, really had the benefit of a lot of the level of play the Canadian kids had. He played, you know, high school hockey in Long Island there a little bit, and then came to Kitchener. He was raw, and now he's just starting to evolve. I know he got a little bit of a snub there from the U.S. junior team. I don't know if that spurred him on, but we're going into his contract year, I'm not sure, but we've been real happy with him.
Yeah, he was a guy that I felt like maybe a couple shifts a game I would like to have seen him more engaged, but when he was, he always showed me the athleticism, he always showed me a goal-scoring ability, and then just sort of need to round out his game, and I think you've got that going, and you know, he's a kid from New York, so if you actually get a New Yorker up playing for the Sabres, that'll be pretty good to play to the crowd, too.
Well, that was part of the whole thing. He's a local kid, and you know, with that frame and the ability to come in and work out with our strength and conditioning guy Doug McKinney during the summer was another reason that we took Justin. And you know, we just hope that he keeps going. And I don't think a lot of people wanted him to be the power forward type, and he's a little bit more of a skill player, I think, than that. But you know, he still has some room to fill out, and he gets stronger. I think he's got a real good chance to play in the NHL.
Kevin, you know, based on Justin's background, you know, in minor league hockey, do you think his game starting to evolve because he's not thinking about the game when he's playing? I noticed when he's ever been inconsistent in the past is because it's clear on the ice that he's thinking about what he needs to do instead of just not instinctually, but knowing it automatically and making that decision where he needs to be. And I'm starting to see where he's just playing the game. And I think in terms of, like you don't want to, like, pigeonhole players into styles, but I think he's just a big winger who can score goals. You know, and anytime you talk to a coach, well, what do you want in your team? Can I have some more big wingers that can score? So, I mean, you don't necessarily have to play a power game in terms of banging and crashing. But if he can protect the puck and get his body in the way and draw defenders to him and allow, you know, his teammates to have some, you know, more time and space, I think he might be a real valuable asset to you guys in the future.
Yeah, I mean, just because you're the big size doesn't mean you have to play a power forward game. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what his weight is yet. And, you know, if you don't have that kind of frame, it's hard to play the power game. So, he just, like, his consistency level just took a real jump. You know, he just got recently traded to Sault Ste. Marie here, and then that can be a little worrisome at time there. He knew his billets for a long, long time, and I don't think it was really kind of home to him, Kitchener, even though he's from Buffalo. Mother was up there quite a bit. Now he's in the Sioux, and he was always that first concern, what's going to happen when he gets to a new team. But he came in flying. I think he had 5 goals his first 2 games, so you know, we're looking forward to see what he can do as a pro.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. Shane Malloy, along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Kevin Devine, Director of Player Personnel for the Buffalo Sabres. And Kevin, Russ and I are really interested to hear your thoughts about Nick Baptiste, because he's a kid who has a bit of a smaller frame in terms of height than Justin, but plays that power forward game at 6'1", well over 200 pounds. And he just got traded from Sudbury into Erie and is not too long ago, and has played, you know, exceptionally well with, you know, 30 points in 30 games and had 89 and 65 last year. He plays that power forward style and sort of bangs bodies and goes to the net, but has some good skill. Is he one of those guys when you looked at in the draft, you thought, you know, he, if given time, he could be one of those valuable players for a team that when you're in the playoffs, you need some bigger bodies that are willing to play dirty and play that ugly style?
Yeah, it's kind of, which is kind of funny. I mentioned those two guys in the same text, is that we had those guys back in the draft on our list, and Nick was sitting there in in the third round, and really I didn't really get a lot of views of him early in his draft year, and he really kind of struggled at the start. He came in as a number four overall pick in the NHL draft, and really played more of a skill game, but Trent Cole, the coach, got him to play a little bit more of a power game. And when he went to the under-18 team in Canada overseas, he was really kind of a power third-line guy. And for a lot of times, players like that who are skilled players to start really have a hard time adjusting their role. So that really impressed us that he could do that over the course of the season. And then again, he had that real big year last year, with 45 goals, and unfortunately he got a fairly serious injury here just before Traverse City, which has set him back a little bit. And the fact that his team was so bad in Sudbury really didn't help matters either, and I think it hurt his game a little bit. I just saw him recently against London, playing with McDavid on the line there, and he was, looks like he's got his energy back with his skating ability, and so I'm looking forward to see him, his season starts to take an upward trend now.
Yeah, I like his play along the wall, and he's sturdy, he's good in the crease, good passer, probably will work on his speed a little bit, and he's another guy, just, you know, keep fine-tuning him, and those are the kinds of players that all of a sudden become really good contributors in the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, he's the type of guy that can play up and down your lineup. Like he can put the puck in net. He can play that third-line role. And those guys are valuable to have.
Kevin, I'm curious to see how Nick continues to react, if he stays on a line with Connor McDavid, because I'm always curious, and you mentioned about him going overseas and playing a different type of role and that versatility being intriguing to you guys. I'm curious to see how he plays with an elite skilled centerman who can pretty much do whatever he wants on the ice and how Nick reacts to that, because I'm always curious to see what happens when wingers end up putting together with like one of the best players, because it's how they react and how they think, and can they think the game fast enough to be effective with a player like that? And Nick looks like he has the ability to do that, which I think adds another layer to his potential moving forward.
Well, you know, it's a real good point, because when we did see him right after he got traded over there, and they were still adjusting him and Connor to playing each other. It was the first game back that Connor came back from the World Juniors, and their chemistry was a little bit of an issue. Nick was looking for him maybe a little bit too much to get the puck to him, and vice versa. But the last game I saw them play, it looks like they're starting to click in that text. But it will be interesting. I think he's a good fit for McDavid. That he's a power guy. He can score goals, and he's got very good hockey sense. So it'll be interesting to see. They're going to have to be playing well together. Some strong teams now in the OHL, and for the Erie to go forward, they're going to have to be bang on.
Yeah, I agree. The last player we want to ask you about before we head off into break is Eric Cornell, who you got last year in the draft at 44th overall, plays for Peterborough. And, you know, Peterborough hasn't had the strongest teams over the last couple of years, but, you know, Eric's been one of those guys who sort of just, like, plugged along and never seemed to lose his enthusiasm for playing. And I know that can wear on young kids when you're losing a lot. What are your thoughts on his development, not only last year, but going into this season as well?
Well, I've only seen Eric play once this year, and you're right. It's been a tough year for their team. And it's hard for a player like him, you know, keep motivated. But the game I did see him, I was real happy the way he played the game. I mean, he's first and foremost a skill guy, but he worked that game, and he played in both ends of the ice. And there, you know, they played London, and it wasn't very pretty for them. I think they lost 6-2, but he played the whole game and played hard the whole game. So I was pretty happy with that. He's got the skill, obviously. He just needs to get stronger. He's got a, you know, terrific shot. He's got great playmaking ability, and then he's, you know, he's 6'2", so he's got to fill out. His skating's got to get a little bit stronger. We think that'll come as he gets stronger overall. And so we're looking forward to seeing Eric. Hopefully, one of these days at the their team will either turn it around or he'll end up with a team that's got a chance to win.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that, for whatever reason, the skating ability matches the stick skills perfectly right now, and as it gets better, it'll probably be even more deadly, and it's a great combination. And when he gets down low, he's tough to stop, and I like the quick release on the shot.
He's got a very good shot. Showed that in our development camp this summer. I mean, the reason that he really jumped with us was his play in the playoffs last year. At least I think it was against Kingston. And took a look at his game there. He played real hard in the playoffs. He upped his intensity level to go with that good skill. And he was as good as anybody on that team in the playoffs. So that's the one thing that really kind of opened their eyes with us. And he elevated his play in the playoffs. And those kind of guys are the kind of guys that you're attracted to.
Well, Kevin, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show and giving us some great insight on your prospects, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink.
Okay, guys, anytime. My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Kevin Devine, Director of Player Personnel for the Buffalo Sabres. Russ and I are going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll have more prospect talk right after these important messages.